The sun shone brightly as our friends turned their faces toward the land of the south. They were all in the best of spirits and laughed and chatted together. Dorothy was once more filled with the hope of getting home, and the Scarecrow and the Tin Woodman were glad to be of use to her. As for the lion, he sniffed the fresh air with delight and whisked his tail from side to side in pure joy at being in the country again, while Toto ran around them and chased the moths and butterflies, barking merrily all the time.
"City life does not agree with me at all,"
remarked the lion as they walked along at a brisk pace.
"I have lost much flesh since I lived there, and now I am anxious for a chance to show the other beasts how courageous I have grown."
They now turned and took a last look at the Emerald City. All they could see was a mass of towers and steeples behind the green walls, and high above everything, the spires and dome of the Palace of Oz.
"Oz was not such a bad wizard after all,"
said the Tin Woodman as he felt his heart rattling around in his breast.
"He knew how to give me brains, and very good brains, too,"
said the Scarecrow.